He moved his hand from the small of my back to my right shoulder. I wasn't quite as blissful as I'd been when I was thinking of myself as a ship, or followed by horse-drawn carts. I was starting to feel uneasy. He knew about me, and I didn't know about him. He could very well have been in Interpol. He could have kept a woman locked in a room dressed as a mermaid, locked in a room with a sensory deprivation tank. Why had he spent all that time looking at me? It seemed like a kind of theft. And yet, I didn't feel stolen from. Being stolen from? The worst thing about it is being taken by surprise. Being shocked, then outraged, then bereft. I knew I wasn't feeling outraged or bereft, but I didn't know how I felt. I think you're a very, very good painter, he said. I think one day you might be great. Oh, fuck that, I said, taking his hand off my shoulder. I can't stand that kind of thinking. I do what I do. It's my job. It's what I do with my life and what I do for a living. All this cult of the master, which is just another game of who's got the biggest dick. It's all so beside the point. It's worse than that. It's destructive. It takes up a lot of energy. It makes people insane. I just do what I do, and I enjoy it very much. So don't talk like that. I could feel myself building up a real head of steam. Jesus, I said. It reminds me of one of my openings. I was walking around listening to what people say, which I should never do. I heard this one guy saying to another guy, well, it's okay, but it's not Matisse. And I tapped him on the shoulder and I said, no, it's not Matisse. It's Monica Sasbo. And the guy wanted to die, which I wish he had. It was the least he could do. I like a woman with a moderate disposition, he said. Why don't you tell me what you want? Just so I don't have to fear for my life. I think I need to know what you want. I'll let you know, he said, and kissed me, sticking his tongue between my lips, cool, like a slice of peach or mango.